7:30 at the hour. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. With a hello to John Shad today. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Our featured listener of the moment. Somebody communicating with us about something that I was just talking about. So if you're just joining the program, everybody says, well, what were you just talking about? I'm going to tell you what I was just talking about so that you can be up on the latest and understand perhaps what you might do to change the reality, because that's a lot of the conversation here. We're talking about issues and things, but what can you do to change the reality? And the first part of this, there is a three-part aspect to this conversation, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny knows that I have been talking about the GMO labeling issue, which has come up in Massachusetts. It failed in California. It just failed in Washington State. And now the state legislature here in Massachusetts is bringing up basically the same bill. And they know that people in Massachusetts want to know if their food is genetically engineered.
Mm-hmm.
They know that most of the people in California wanted to know if their food
was genetically
engineered.
Everybody in California I talked to wanted to know.
And they know that most people in Washington State. So how do these things get KO'd? They get KO'd by the chemical manufacturers, the junk food companies, who are now aiming to spend millions of dollars here to keep the people of this state in the dark about what you are feeding your families. They were successful in California, they were successful in Washington, and they're already planning on figuring the way around this bill, which is basically the legislation being considered, Jennifer, is to require GMO labeling. But the bills won't go anywhere because of all of the lobbying being done by these various manufacturers, unless people are in contact with their representatives. There are 30 new GMO crops in the pipeline. 30. Connecticut and Maine did pass a labeling bill this past summer. The essence of what goes on here versus California, it doesn't have to be a referendum question here. The legislature can do its bit. In Connecticut, the likes of Monsanto and Dow and the big junk food companies spent almost $16 million in Connecticut and pretty much the same amount up in Maine to try to kill this thing. They bought a lot of advertising. They put their lobbyists on the job and they were not successful. So do the people of Massachusetts have a right to know that GMOs plural are being sold? Sure, you can still have them. The competition is great. The reason they don't want these bills to pass is because they know when people know what's in them, they won't buy them.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of their junk and their crap and the crud that they make will not go anywhere. It's cheap to make it, very, very profitable, and that's why they have the money to kill this stuff. So you need to have a
voice. This really doesn't cost them any more money. This is just a labeling issue. So
it doesn't cost them anything, but it'll cost them business because people don't want to eat this stuff.
Because people won't want to eat it.
Right. Excuse me. So I thought you'd be interested to know that. Also, we've posted at DougSteffen.com and Facebook.com/Good Day Show a reminder about the action that's necessary today. Before the end of the day, today, on the FDA's proposed regulations that would burden farmers, small-scale food producers. It'll raise the price you pay. It will reduce the availability of good food for you, the consumer, and it won't do anything except enhance the ability of the big farms, the big agribusinesses, and the chemical companies to have what they want. That's all. The Food Safety Modernization Act was passed to address the increasing problem of foodborne illnesses, but the big problem isn't with the small farmer, it's with the big producer and processor. Is that addressed here? No. There are two proposed rules, the produce rule and the preventative controls rule. Under these regulations, farmers will be forced to comply with high-cost industrial-scale regulations for people that are doing... Most of these family farms do between $500,000 and $1 million a year. And they want to reduce the ability of me, as a dairy farmer, to use the natural fertilizer that I get out of my cows to spread on the fields where I grow hay and corn. They want to stop that. And instead, the only thing that would be available would be chemical fertilizers. That'd be it. So if you are concerned about that, you take action today. And we explain how to do that at both DougStefan.com and at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. You can submit your comments to the FDA. You can contact your federal elected officials, that is, your senator and your congressman. There are specific things that you will get out of reading. It tells you what to do if you go to Facebook.com. How do we spread this around? You know what you should do is take a look at this and see how it impacts. It's pretty easy to understand all of this, Kenny, don't you think? There's a letter in there that you can use to send. There are a lot of comments that apply to both of the rules, the standards rule and the preventive controls rule. And, I mean, I can read them, but it'd be boring. You can read them through pretty quickly yourself. The exemption for small-scale farmers that had been put in as part of the what they call the tester amendment, that's being challenged by the FDA because they want to control, like everybody else in this damn government, everything that goes on in the world. Everything. Control everything. Control the source of food, the means of production, control health care, control everything. That's what this is about. So if you want to do something about it, then the way to do it is to not only look at it, many of you are farmers, but this isn't for farmers. This is for people to buy food. That's everybody, right? Last time I checked, we couldn't survive without eating. So if you are interested in eating garbage for the rest of your life, then you shouldn't do anything. You don't want to eat garbage for the rest of your life?
Well, it doesn't even have anything to do with that. It just wants to, it's really about education. Do you want to know what you're eating?
Well.
And then you can choose whether you want to eat garbage or not.
No, that's not what this is. That's not what this bill is about. This is, they've already decided, the FDA had already convinced the Congress, mm-hmm. there are two separate things here. The Massachusetts bill that we were talking about,
I see what you're saying.
That was not to be confused with this whole, the idea.
I thought you were recapping, sir.
No, well, thank you for bringing that around, because I don't want people to be confused. So, Kenny, if we send people to Facebook.com/Good Day, they can send this around. They can not only post on their own Facebook page, but send it around, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can share it wherever you would like.
Share it. Yeah, share it. Because it affects what you can eat and or drink. And the other thing that I think is interesting this week, there was a bill to legalize the sale of raw milk in Wisconsin. That went to the governor, I think it was 2 years ago, and he vetoed it because the big ag businesses that control the fluid milk supply, and there's a lot of it in Wisconsin because it's a big dairy state, pressured him not to sign it, even though it went through the committees and it went through the legislative process, Senate and the House in Wisconsin passed it. The governor wouldn't sign it because there are the strong dairy industries there that fight against each other, the raw milk people, because the dairy guys know that people would prefer to drink something that's healthier than their milk. Now, the milk that comes out of the farm isn't bad. It's when it gets processed by for the most part, it's the Sweeza family, Dean Foods, that controls about 75% of the fluid milk supply in the country. They ruin the taste, they ruin the flavor, they ruin everything. There's no value to the milk. And so people get that, and they want raw milk because it's better for them. And so these guys that are dairy farmers that don't sell raw milk, well, in essence, they all sell raw milk. They sell raw milk to the processors. The processors pasteurize it, and then they sell it. But when they pasteurize, it's not like the old pasteurization system that many of you may remember from when you were younger, where you cooked it, the milk slowly in about a 200-gallon vat for an hour and a half or whatever it takes to get rid of all the bacteria. Didn't kill the flavor, didn't kill the value of the milk. But now they have these great big 40,000-gallon tanks. They use a laser like a microwave on it, and it kills everything. It kills all of the taste, kills all the nutritional benefits, all of that stuff. So that's why people in the dairy state want to have raw milk available to them. And that's obviously also why the people that are the so-called producers want to kill it. So let's see what happens. See if the governor buckles again. And if he does, then he ought to be a candidate for getting booted out of office. So there are the items of interest that affect a lot of people in terms of food, agriculture, health, your well-being, all of that stuff, I think, kind of rolls into one here. So for your consideration, check it out at facebook.com/good day. Maybe you'd like to comment on it. We'll take those comments at 888-302-3684. Or to the email address is Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. All of your comments greatly appreciated because they'll help other people understand what is going on. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
At this year's Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
If your family's at the corner of hustle and bustle, you don't have time for a cold to slow you down. So swing by Walgreens for trusted relief of your family's cold and flu symptoms with Tylenol Cold and Children's Tylenol. Sick days are adding up fast, and luckily, Walgreens is just around the corner. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Tylenol Cold Multi-Symptom Tablets, 24-count or just 2 for $12 with your Balance Rewards card. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Use as directed.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available from 10 to 1 in-store only. That's Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the video of the day today is a Toys R Us commercial. There's a lot of people outraged. Kenny, how are we doing in comments on that? Because I know you posted it for people to share at Facebook.com. What is the initial reaction?
There hasn't been any reaction yet.
Really?
Bobby has clicked that he liked it. But that's it so far. If you haven't seen it yet, Toys R Us has this new commercial where a bunch of children are led onto a field trip bus, and they think they're going out to nature to learn about leaves and trees.
And they end up at Toys R Us.
And they end up getting a day off of school to play at Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people upset. 21 after the hour.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
World's most prolific contributor is Mariah Carey. She was a judge on American Idol, and this week, Jennifer, she said it was horrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Like working with Satan.
Yes. So the ladies on The View yesterday decided to discuss Ms. Carey's complaints about American Idol.
Mariah Carey seemingly is slamming her American Idol gig. First, she said it was like going to work every day in hell with Satan. Wow. Then she kind of backed off that, saying, well, it wasn't that bad. You know, but she was really disappointed how talented candidates weren't getting through for, quote, political reasons.
Now, see, we always talk about these shows that are on the air. These reality shows, and everybody, we always speculate about why didn't so-and-so get through because it was such a good voice. And Mariah has just confirmed it. But, you know, to keep your attention and keep the ratings, some people get put through. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that have really great voices do not.
I got to tell you, though, she was paid $18 million. I'd work with Satan for $18 million.
I'd work with Satan for $50,000.
Is she even allowed to come out
like
in public?
Confidentiality.
And, exactly. And actually,
well, she hasn't named anybody. She's just talking about her experience.
But she was saying politically, they manipulated so that certain singers do not get through.
I thought that happened all the time.
All right. So Wendy Williams talked about it. You said something, Kenny?
No, I think that's why the voice is so, I think, such a big deal, because they can't choose for political reasons.
All right. Here's Wendy Williams talking about the same thing.
Apparently, Mariah Carey didn't have such a terrific time at American Idol. Matter of fact, she says she hated the entire experience. She says she only took the job because they dangled $18 million in front of her. She didn't include the part in my head about she wanted to outdo Jennifer Lopez. You know, like, you know. Anyway, she also says that she thought that there would only be three judges on the show. And she says that going to work every day was like going to work in hell with Satan. And she didn't say Nicki Minaj's name, but I'm assuming that's what she means. Because remember, Nicki was brought on as the fourth judge, and then all of their bickering. Side note, I always said that, and I love American Idol, but I thought that taking that job as a judge was beneath Mariah Carey. Just like I think it's beneath her to have a perfume line, I think it's beneath her to have a nail polish line, I think it's beneath her to have a clothing line, I think it's beneath her to do anything but sing. Because, you know, I mean, side hustle is for those other girls. It's not, for you. It just, you know, you shouldn't have taken the job. And furthermore, she's probably still has sour grapes because she took the job and then she was, well, she won't admit it, but the tea in the street is that she was dismissed. You know? I mean, she didn't survive the entire, she's not back.
It's true.
Sounds like a little cat talk, a little catnip there to me.
Wendy's always on it, though.
Yeah, she usually is, as a matter of fact. All right, couple of, let's see what we have time for. Late night shows. Let's go to Jay Leno laughing.
Kind of getting a holiday mood, starting to feel a little festive. And you hear about this, retailers like Walmart, Best Buy, Target, Macy's have all announced they're going to open on Thanksgiving night to get an early start on the Christmas shopping season. How many do your Christmas shopping on Thanksgiving night? How many happy now have a great excuse to leave your in-laws' house early? Oh, I gotta stop. Gotta get the kid. We're getting your gift. I'll be back.
Well, it happened again. The Secret Service up to no damn good. They caught a guy on the Secret Service sending out a filthy, sexual, dirty email to women. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, dirty, kind of suggestive, filthy, sexual, graphic email. Secret Service sending them right up to women. On the bright side, nice somebody in the White House knows how to operate the computer.
Everybody's taking their shots, and we'll join that group in a few minutes as we tackle the American healthcare or whatever. It's 28 after the hour now on the Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson. Coming right up, after the results in Virginia and New York City, is America moving slightly left?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Erickson. After the Virginia and New York City results, is America inching a little more left?
The most significant statistic I saw during the entire mayoral campaign, and I didn't know it, was in The Nation and then The New York Times, that 46% of people in New York City live at or below 150% of the poverty level. There's a lot of frustration, a lot of dissatisfaction.
I think the country has ticked left. I wouldn't say that there are worrying signs for the Tea Party per se. I would say there are worrying signs for the Republican Party. What I mean by that is if you look at some of the biggest reform messages have come from Tea Party candidates, and it has been the establishment Republican Party that has been very much in lockstep with large donors, big Wall Street.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Everything I need you to be. Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the...
Hi, team.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you. How's everybody doing today?
It's a great day. It's Friday.
Friday. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here, spitting out the hits. Important stories of the day. Okay. So the concerns that have surrounded the rollout of the healthcare overhaul plan. One of the concerns, too few young, healthy people would sign up. Problem that could undermine the financial viability of the law. Insurance industry increasing cause for concern. Early enrollment suggests a trend that could cause insurance premiums and deductibles to rise sharply, along with the enrollment numbers released this week that aren't very good. Officials in a number of states said that those that had managed to sign up were generally older people, and they had medical problems. I told you the story of my son, who lives in Los Angeles, spent 5 hours at different times, went to the website, and I know that he wouldn't tell you. Well, I think I said when I discussed this on the air, he... was an Obama voter?
Yeah.
Supporter?
Both times?
The second time, the first time he was fairly enthusiastic. Second time he held his nose. But he won't, he's so disgruntled with the system that he says, you know what, this doesn't get any, look at the mess, he said to me the other day on the phone. Look at this. I went onto this healthcare website to get my own health insurance 5 times. And each time it was more discouraging, there were more setbacks, and he said that once he just watched it as this, you know how when you are logging onto something and it doesn't go right to the connection, how the little circle just keeps going around, 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 there's a blank screen.
Right, you keep waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah. He waited for 45 minutes while he was reading a book and just kept his eye on the screen, nothing happened.
Wow. And he's in California, which he should be using a local exchange, so that should be working, right?
That's what he did. He went to the local exchange.
And still not
and
working.
And threw him off into the federal plan, which I didn't understand. He didn't either. Kenny, you didn't have that experience. When you signed up, you just signed up for the California plan, right?
Well, the first week or two, we had all kinds of problems getting through. I don't know when I don't know when he was doing
it. He was doing it up until last week.
I know we were getting pages that we couldn't get past because it wanted to us to list our seven children that we don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, my friend at work had a bad experience. He came in yesterday all upset because he and his wife were trying to sign up, and they had talked to a friend of theirs who's an insurance agent, and they had picked out the plan that they wanted, and they went back to sign up for it last week, or a couple nights ago. The plan was gone. So what was there the week before was completely gone from the system when they went back to get it. So then they had to sit there and try to figure out which plan would include at least the majority of the doctors that they wanted to keep. And it was, I guess, really difficult to find that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the president apologized yesterday for those who have had their health care insurance policies canceled. He says, "I completely get how upsetting this could be for a lot of Americans, particularly after assurances they heard from me."
Mm-hmm.
Really? "To those Americans, I hear you loud and clear," he said. He promised to fix the problem. What he did was say that health insurers would be allowed to continue their plans for 2014. What he didn't say is that a lot of the insurers were happy to get out of the plans that they had with some people, and they won't go back and offer them. They don't have to reinstate them. They're just okay. If you want to, then go ahead and do it. So you see what kind of a wrinkle that puts on the whole thing? It doesn't really fix anything. It may, if you are fortunate not to have had any claims and you want to cover yourself. But if you have a pre-existing condition or you've got something that's wrong with you that's
the insurance companies were happy to get rid of
you. They're not going
to
re-up you.
Yeah. But he said that he's going to direct them. So does that mean that he has the possibility of telling them what to do? That they have to?
No. He can't do that. Kenny, you were saying...
No, I was just going to say that the same thing, that that the insurance companies, it puts the choice to the insurance companies whether they're going to reinsure you if you've been canceled. And it goes to the states, too. The states can decide, the states that have their own exchanges. I know there are four states, I think, so far that have said, no, you have to, insurance companies have to comply with the new guidelines.
Mm-hmm. So the president said, "We did fumble the ball. One of the things I'm going to do is make sure we get it fixed." Who believes that? He also said, "A year from now, you're all going to be proud of the system." Really?
Yeah. And maybe in a year from now we will be, but this is a disaster. Ugh.
I don't see. I don't.
Well, and I think, you know, the thing that people are forgetting is that for this Affordable Care Act to work, like you just said, Doug, you have to have a lot of young people sign up for this.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's not going to support itself. And young single people specifically. Here's the deal. Before, people, I mean, nobody that's like a young single person is really going to sign up for this. It's the young people that might have kids, that have a family, that are already in that state of mind.
My son is single. What is he?
Yeah, but he's not young anymore. I have to tell you, he's older than I am.
Yeah,
so,
he is.
You know, it's like that. Yeah, when you come up on 40, then maybe. But if you're in your 20s and you're single, you're just going to think, well, you know, hey, what I did the last time is if I got hurt, I just went to the hospital and they had to deal with me.
Right.
Those people are not going to sign up for this because they don't want to pay for something that they were already getting for free.
Yeah. So in general, if you're in your 60s, you use about $6 in health care services for every $1 tallied by somebody in his or her 20s. That's the way the numbers shake out. So this is, I see this as being more of a disaster every day. I don't see that Obama did anything except try to take cover. Am I missing something here?
Well, he's trying to fix it, but really, what could he come out and say, short of everybody gets $1 million, that is going to make anybody happy?
Well, that's probably a better idea than all this stuff to be cheaper.
Yeah. he owned up to that it is a mess and that they're trying to get insurance companies to take you back, but he can't make them.
No, they can change the law, and then they can make them.
I still don't get that this is like a, hey, this is an apology on my part. I really don't see that coming from him.
No.
But that could just be my own point of view.
No, well, I think you're prejudiced to begin with.
Right. That, I mean, I'm admitting it because I'm not a fan of his moves.
Well, I'm not either, but this is
more than that.
This is beyond politics.
Yeah.
Anybody who's taking advantage of it for political reasons is not doing the... See, what we're interested in here, it would seem to me, is service to the country. That's really what these people are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be serving your needs and helping you through the tough times and the things that are difficult mm-hmm. that you can't do on your own. Isn't that what government is supposed to do?
Yeah. And it's less about leaving your mark as a politician. People always want to leave their mark. It's less about that and more about what's setting things up for the country to actually be able to move forward. And this, to me, just doesn't do it.
No, and it's all about them and their next election campaign, let's face it. At any rate, that's where we are at the moment with all of this. Comments at 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Information is there at Facebook, our Facebook page, and also at DougStephan.com for you to take action on the proposed regulations from the FDA that would eliminate most of the small farmers from doing what they do to serve you. You want to check that out, and maybe you can share it with some of your friends who are concerned about where their food comes from and how good it is. Death toll from the typhoon up to, what, 4,400 or something? Or maybe higher than that
officially,
by now?
Officially, yeah. But right. You know the number's much higher.
Yep. 900,000 people have been displaced by the storm. 12 million people have been affected by the disaster. Let's see here. The USS George Washington brought in purifying machines that can make about 100,000 gallons of drinking water a day. So that's good. China has pledged less than 2 million in aid to the Philippines. The U.S., Japan, and Australia, let's see here, have... I guess they're the number, the highest aid, the highest numbers coming from the U.S., Japan, and Australia. The Swedish furniture company IKEA has pledged $2.7 million in typhoon aid. So the country of China gives $2 million, IKEA gives $2.7 million. I guess that tells you something.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they can't sell anything, so we won't bother. Ah, listen, you know where they're coming from. You know. Who they are and where they're coming from. So why should that surprise you? It's a little shot, though. I'm not beneath or above. I'm not above taking a shot at China just for the hay of it.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. 17 before the hour. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help you by boosting your body's nitric oxide levels. When you do that, the nitric oxide in your system expands your veins, your arteries, your capillaries, getting blood out to every part of your body, whether it's your heart, whether it's your head, all the muscles in your body. You will be helped definitely by Heart Factor Plus. And that's, by the way, what keeps your blood pressure low. If the arteries get plugged up, that's what makes the blood pressure high. If they're open, working wonderfully well, you're going to have no problem. So, you've heard about Heart Factors Plus here on the radio from any number of people. It is not a prescription pill. It is a natural additive, I guess. It's like putting an additive in your gas tank. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly. Men and women should be calling 800-577-8560 to keep your blood pressure where it is. Try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free. As a matter of fact, when you mention Doug Stephan with your order, you'll get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. You don't have anything to lose except your high blood pressure if you're going in that direction. This keeps you from having a problem there, and that's what makes it so worthwhile. 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices?
like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
Hi, William Devane here. And like a lot of guys my age, I found myself having more frequent and sudden urges to get to the bathroom. The sudden urge to go would stop me in my tracks, and I had no idea why. I did some research and found out that this is all connected to my prostate health. So do what I did. Call for a free supply of Super Beta Prostate. The results have been amazing. Super Beta Prostate has ingredients that support healthy prostate function, reduce the need to use the bathroom both during the day and at night. Super Beta Prostate helped me. It can help you too. So make the call to get Super Beta Prostate free right now.
Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate now. Only pay shipping and handling. This free offer won't last. Call 800-922-4073. That's 800-922-4073. Call 800-922-4073.
Don't ignore your aging prostate any longer. Try Super Beta Prostate. It really works.
Hi, the Doug Seven Good Day Program, working to bring you up to date as to what's going on. Here's something... I know you think that I go off on my anti-government rants from time
sometimes.
To time.
Sometimes. It's right. One of your hobbies.
Oh. Okay, so here's the FCC wringing a $110,000 payment out of a broadcast company because the FCC said that what they broadcast was indecent. The behavior was inconsistent with the commission's indecency standards for broadcast programming. But the FCC doesn't define its indecency standard. The FCC doesn't have any rule. The FCC has nothing in writing that says this particular act, that particular act, is indecent. They just listen to something, hear it, and if they don't like it, they establish a fine. And the reason they always lose when they go to court is because the essence of their... Don't you have to prove when you go to court? The burden of proof is on whoever the accuser is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't prove what indecency is because there's no standard for it anywhere.
Yeah, there's no set for it anymore.
So that's why they lose every time. The only time anybody's really ever paid a significant fine was when Howard Stern and CBS was fined $1 million for his stuff. They were happy to pay it because it was good publicity.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find anything else. That's all they wanted.
When you think about $1 million for them, it's like nothing.
Right. It was pocket change. Yeah, we'll pay the fine. And then they used it to get all this publicity for Stern, and it worked wonderfully well. So now they've gone after... This is the first time, by the way, I've ever heard this happen, because most of the time they don't pay any attention to Spanish broadcasting. But this was about a Spanish broadcast. And I've said this to you many, many times before. Nobody monitors what they say because nobody understands what they're talking about. There's nobody at the FCC pays any attention to Hispanic broadcasting. However, that apparently is changing because there's so many Hispanic broadcasts. So this took place last year, and the Hispanic Media Coalition and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation got all over the Jose Luis program. Because he's on stations in Texas, California, and Utah, he apparently on this program had some skit that featured sex, profanity, nudity, violence, intense anti-gay themes, rhetoric, violence, yada, 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 yada. So this was
sounds like a good show.
Translated. So the FCC says, we're fining you $100,000 for that thing. And they're laughing at him. Although they paid the fine because they wanted the publicity. This guy was just getting started.
Right.
So, okay, we pay $100,000, everybody's going to start talking about it. I'm talking about it. And so now that people will finally want to syndicate the show, more and more people say, hey, what's that show about? What's the name of it again? I want to take that show.
Mm-hmm.
Foolishness. 51 after the hour. Good day.
Norm. normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
All right, we have about 53 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A number of things in the offing in Tech Talk time, including our visit, our daily visit from Shelley Palmer, who today will talk with you about Sony's PlayStation 4, which I'm guessing is going to be a big thing for Christmas. So let's find out why, the whys and the wherefores coming up here on Good Day.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Save 20% when you book a room now through December 13th and stay at least two consecutive nights by December 14th. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Sony's newest video game, the PlayStation 4, is now available in stores across the United States for $399, and it's launching soon throughout Europe. Leading up to the launch, the demand for the console is high, and Sony hopes to sell 5 million units by February. Sony will face some stiff competition this holiday season from Microsoft, which is also launching a new video game console, the Xbox One. The PlayStation 4 beat the Xbox One to shelves by a week and is $100 cheaper, giving it two legs up over Microsoft's newest console. The PS4 launched with 22 titles available on day one, available in stores, and also as digital downloads. We're transitioning to an all-digital culture, and the PlayStation 4 is right there. With one notable exception, its hard drive holds less than a dozen games. So just how downloadable are your games to the PS4? PlayStation 4 is on sale now. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams, thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
All right, I have the top 10 most irritating email faux pas.
Ooh.
The top
LOL.
10.
Number 10. Can I be the big voice announcer?
Number
please?
10.
Number 10.
Number 10. Overemphasizing the importance of your inbox. For the vast majority of us, email should be a tool used to accomplish a task that means to an end rather than an end on its own. Checking your email is one of the best ways to pretend to be working. I'm checking my email, right?
Yep. Right. Number 9.
Number 9. Outing someone who has BCC'd you.
Oh, yeah. Blind copying, by the way.
To pay attention to the blind copy situation and ensure that you don't reply all when your correspondents clearly want you to be an invisible part of the communication. This is an irritating email faux pas list.
Number 8.
Using irrelevant subject lines. Thought you'd be interested in this is far less useful than Friday meeting time. And that's really something that I think happens a lot. Don't you guys think that happens a lot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hi. That's my favorite. Right. Number 7.
Altering previous conversations. This is a cardinal sin. Don't ever edit another person's email to change or obscure their meaning. It's despicable, and you'll look like a slime ball if you get caught.
Number 6.
Including marathon length previous conversations. That really annoys me. Woof.
Especially for people that print everything out.
Right, yeah.
Number 5.
Being too long-winded. Brevity is the soul of wit.
You've got that handled, Doug. Number 4.
Using reply all for every message. Before you hit reply all, ask yourself if every single person on the list really needs to see your response.
Number 3.
Making spelling errors. Good heavens, yes.
Number 2.
Number 2. Sending emails with irrelevant or no signature lines.
Number 1.
Incorporating cutesy emoticons.
I love those.
Smiles are fine for communiques from a 12-year-old. They're not professional, however.
Whatever.
This is for email at work. Faux pas at work. You're on Good Day. 59 past the hour.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.